Hare Krishna. All right, a little on world news. We haven't had some of that recently. And Syria clashes amid prisoner revolts. Well, unfortunately, this war in Syria has been going on for over a year now. And one class of Syrians are killing another class of Syrians. Now the concern is that there are revolts going on in the prisons, and that the army is going to just come and wholesale slaughter off all the prisoners. It's amazing. It's impossible to open the media or enter into media or news without there being some war somewhere. There's constantly war somewhere. For some reason, for no reason, people are killing, torturing, maiming each other, and at the end of all of that, there's someone who's also supplying all of those arms, who's supplying the bullets, the rifles, the tanks, the ammunition, the bombs, and are getting rich in the same way as they did during the world wars. It's happening right now, and not individuals, not just individuals, but companies and countries thrive off of this war business. It's good business to have a war. And a strong typhoon lashes Hong Kong just recently in Beijing. There was also a biggest rain flood in 60 years, not river flood, but rains. And quite a few people died as well. We see that nature lashes back. On one side, there's too much rain, as in the UK, I've heard. It's been sort of raining nonstop for the last 2 months. And here in Hungary, right now it's overcast. Ever since I've come back from the hospital, which is about 6 weeks ago, practically, there's been no rain. It's been overcast, it's been cold. There's a few drops here and there, but no real rain. It's just a miracle that we have crops, and some of our crops are stunted in many parts of the country. They've been completely wiped out. And here's a funny one. DNA race to unlock aging secrets. A race to unlock genetic clues behind living to 100 will begin next year, with a U.S. team announcing intention to compete for 10 million genetics X Prize. They're going to give $10 million to people to unlock the clue for how to live to 100. And even if they do succeed, just like yogis manage to live by performance of austerity, regulating their breath. They live for hundreds of years and perhaps even longer. But what's the purpose? Even if they live to 100 years, what will be the benefit? Will the quality of people's life be any better? Will they know what the ultimate goal of life is? No. And financially, will the world be able to sustain more and more old people? Right now, it's a real serious problem in the developed world, and therefore the whole concept of retirement is getting pushed back into 65, 67, and it'll be into the 70s, because you can't afford maintaining people who are retiring at a young age, especially giving them pensions if they have to live off old age pensions, and especially in countries where abortion, contraception, and so on has brought down the number of births in a family to around 1.5 children per family on average. And for a financially viable and economically viable maintenance of family system, you need at least 2.5 children per family. So let them go ahead, throw out another 10 million at trying to figure out how people can get older and therefore suffer even longer in this material world and continue to remain in ignorance. Creditors to audit Greek progress. Well, we know the financial difficulty that Greece has been in. Italy is in a little better, but similar. Spain just as bad, as well as Portugal and Ireland. And they're dependent upon an IMF and EU loan to see them through. And now officials are arriving in Greece to see that it is actually reducing its debts. Unfortunately, it's unable to do that because it its overall economy has slumped more than expected, and therefore it can't really generate the type of taxes that it needs. So in the same way as people around the world, especially in the Western world, have been encouraged by banks, and that's another one that's going to be coming up in a minute, to live off of money that they don't have, to borrow and then pay back through the rest of their life in order to be able to achieve so many unnecessary goods, consumer items. Governments also live like that. They borrow and they live not just off the taxes that they receive from citizens and business, but they borrow by giving out bonds and so on, and maintain an unnecessarily large bureaucracy, amongst other things, paying government officials more than average people are paid, or getting involved in all kinds of wild schemes like sponsoring Olympics so that people can run around in rinks, or they can kick balls around or bat balls around, and for all of this, billions and billions are taken up again in loans. So as irrational as the banking system is, in which people use credit cards and bank loans in order to finance their whims, as unrealistic it is what governments do to achieve also their same ends. And as mentioned before, ex-Anglo-Irish bank executive arrested. Not the first bank executive to be arrested this year or in the recent years, which has really seen a spate of scandals connected to banks who are, for the most part, responsible for the global recession, or to be honest, the global depression that we're suffering from, because they too have also gotten caught up in the spiral of evil that they get both governments and individuals caught up, and that is loaning to each other, passing off debts amongst each other for interest into such a tenuous economic cycle that when the bottom fell out one place in the housing sector in America, then the repercussions were felt all over the world, taking unnecessary risks, unnecessary loans, unnecessary chances on their schemes to either borrow or to lend, or driven by a desire to get wealthy, because especially the top level banking executives we know get very wealthy, and to also give back dividends to those people who invest in their different schemes. So another banker is seen to have performed illegal activities, meaning that his bank has also performed illegal activities in the same way that Barclays was just recently chastised, and some of its board of directors, not board of directors, director had to resign over fixing the LIBOR interest rate. And the last one, obese children's hearts in danger. Obesity is becoming a real problem in the world that we live in. A lot of that obesity is coming from bad eating habits, very bad eating habits, junk foods, fast foods, and not enough exercise. The other day I saw an article which was also stated that inactivity in modern society, people too are sitting behind computers, watching television, playing different games, they're not being active, that inactivity is taking as much a toll on the health of modern society as cigarettes are, and is costing government as much. I was really shocked by that. It really came home to me when I was waiting in the hospital and I was watching outside. So many patients were going out smoking, because you can't smoke in the hospital, and then coming in to get cured. So here's the government. They're collecting taxes on the cigarettes and allowing people to smoke. And then all of those taxes are eaten up by the health system, because those same people come in with all kinds of lung cancer and cigarette-associated diseases. which the government then has to finance. Hare Krishna, this type of world that we live in is no place for a real gentleman. Therefore, ultimately, the real solution is rather than borrowing, smoking, fighting, trying to find a solution to old age, we need to be Krishna conscious, where we can really achieve that type of life for which we all aspire, but cannot find here in this world, but we can find it in Vaikuntha. Hare Krishna.